Take away your anger from us, visit us with your salvation, and forgive us our sins. Stille flogison, irene pa. Christ our God, who said to us, saintly and honored saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For may we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints. Remember also our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection and of us.
Stand in the fear of God to hear the holy gospel. Gospel according to St. John, blessing be us all, amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may it be upon us, amen. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may tell him, oh, tell her of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, to glory forever. Amen. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the world that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates He will raise me high as my father also. But if I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now that I have seen and also hated both me and my father, but this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause.
O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God, the Father, who has broken every bond of sin through his saving and life-giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his sinning disciples and holy apostles and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now also, our Master, you have given grace to those who, through your holy apostles, to those who for a time labored in your priesthood, in your holy church, to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to loose every bond of iniquities. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for my fathers, my brethren, and my weakness, all of us who bow our heads before your glory, dispense to us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, through anguish of heart, whether in deed or in word or through faint heartedness, O Master, knows the weakness of man as a good one and lover of mankind. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, and absolve us. And all your people, fill us with your fear and strengthen for us your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory, the dominion, the honor, the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is one is with you now at all times and unto each of all ages. Amen.
Amen.
Then, O Shemavi, you.